My name is Ken Cherry. I came to Maui 30 years ago. I'd never been to Hawaii before, but I got a job offer to come here as a dive instructor. So I showed up by myself with a dive gear bag and a backpack and nothing else. And went to Lahaina and started working dive boats. Worked for Lahaina Divers for a couple years. And got my captain's license, and then been with Atlantis Submarines for 25 years. I'm a pilot for them. Both operations are out of Lahaina Harbor. I met my wife about 13 years ago on the submarine. She was a tourist. Don't normally date the tourists that go out on the sub, but I fell in love with her, and I had to ask her out. And we've been married for 13 years. Adopted her two children. They were 4 and 5 at the time. Her first husband passed away from cancer. So we all became Cherries that day that we adopted. We call that Cherry Day. And then we had a little girl named Grace 9 months after we got married, exactly to the day. And then now Grace is 12 years old. Max is 19 and Riley's 20. So they both go to college, Riley and Max. Riley was here at the time of the fire, and Max had left just a few days before. But they both go to NAU and Flagstaff. The day of the fire, we were all at the house, and we did notice smoke up in the hills, pretty high up, and it was far away from us. So we weren't too concerned. We've seen fires up there before, and they've almost all been taken care of pretty quickly. But that day was a little bit different because it was so windy. And that's when you get nervous, because you know if it's too windy, then the helicopters can't drop the water. They can't fly. So I was keeping my eye on it. You saw it coming down the hill. And I started to get a little nervous because it was getting closer to the ocean, but it was still north of us. I have two Airbnbs that I rent out. That's was going to be my retirement. We've been saving up for those and running them for the last two and a half years. And I was planning on retiring and just running the Airbnbs to make enough to survive here on Maui. So one of the Airbnbs was at Aina Nalu, which is off 1A Street in the heart of Lahaina. And so I got scared because my guest was a woman and her little kids. She had three kids, and they were all under 8 years old. So I didn't know if she knew that it was getting close, because there was no siren or anything. If you're just inside your condo, you wouldn't know that something was going on. So I have an electric bike, and I went over there as fast as I could, because it was a mile away from our house. And I got to the entrance, and the whole thing was engulfed in flames. I couldn't see the buildings because the smoke was so dark and so heavy. So I got scared for them, and luckily I saw one of the workers that I knew coming out. He was going the opposite way as me, but I saw him and I stopped him, and he said that he had banged on the doors at C Building, which is where they were located, and that he saw her leave. So I'm so thankful that they were okay. I was later able to talk to him the next day, and that they did find shelter at her mother's best friend, just happened to live on Maui, in Wailuku, and so they stayed there the rest of the days before they could fly out. So after that, I went to Lahaina Shores, which is where our other unit is. It's on the ocean. It's the big white building in Lahaina that's still standing. It's 7 stories high, and of course the power was already out. I'd already talked to both sets of guests earlier in the day when the power went out, because I went and gave them flashlights and stuff, glow sticks and things, because I didn't know how long it would last. And so I ran up to the 6th floor on the stairwell and banged on the door, and I think I just missed him by 5 minutes after talking to him later on, that they saw it coming, so they escaped. So Aina Nalu was completely destroyed. It was a beautiful place, old, had lots of lush trees and just lots of vegetation, but it made for an easy fire. It was all wood. After the fire burned down to Lahaina Shores, it burned the shops at 505 right next to it completely to the ground, that we saw later on. But Lahaina Shores, I think, is kind of okay. We don't know because nobody is letting us in. So we'll have to see that. But so after I checked on my guests, I ran back to the house on the bike and told my wife, we got to leave now. There's no time for do anything else. We've got to go. This thing is moving fast. So I got Grace on the bike with me, and we went up to the hill. We bought a horse for Grace. She loves riding. She's been riding for years, and she's been begging for a horse. And so we broke down and bought a horse for her. The horse is up the hill directly from our house, about a mile up. And Grace was scared for the horse, and so we'll go up there right now. And then my wife Mindy and Riley and my mother-in-law was visiting. I said, you guys get the cars, I'm going with, I'll take Grace up there now. And so we biked up the hill to check on Pippi the horse, and so the girls later came up with the cars. We had a truck and a car, and we sat up there with the horse for a little while, probably maybe 3 hours, and we just watched the fire keep coming closer and closer to our house. We didn't want to, we had to stay with the horse as long as we could, because everybody was nervous that it was going to come up that way, and we couldn't take the horse anywhere, but we could let her go. And there was about 50 horses on that property up there, so we were hoping that all the horses would go run away from the fire. They usually do, so I'm told they do. So we waited until the fire got down to, I knew where our house was. I could see Lahaina Shores burn, next to it burn. It was so bright, it was dark at night. But the fire lit up. You could see the whole building, Lahaina Shores. So I thought it was next. It was gone. But it's concrete, and I think it had some busted out windows, but I don't think it burned from the inside, as far as I know. So then Lahaina Shores is about a half mile from our house. So it hit there, kept coming, and then just explosions as it was coming. I guess propane tanks and gasoline and all that, big explosions. And the wind just wouldn't stop. It just constant, at least 70 miles an hour. When we were standing up there on the hill, and if you didn't brace yourself, you were getting pushed. So when we saw it, I know where our house was in relation to the road, and it was just gone in flames. And by then it was too close to where we were. I was afraid it might come back up the hill. I didn't know, but I knew that I could see below us was the bypass, and they were pushing back people on the bypass to head south that were just waiting. They thought they were safe. And so the police were telling them, so I could see their lights on and pushing them. So we left. My wife went to the horse and had a Sharpie and put our phone number on the horse, just wrote it on the side in case, you know, she ended up somewhere. The owner of the horse farm was still there. And so we knew that she would let all the horses go if it got close. And it did get close. It burned some area around there, but it didn't burn her property. So the horses were okay. Of course, we didn't know until a day or two later, because all the power went out, we couldn't contact her. So we left. We headed south and to the Coast Guard station. I'm a reservist in the Coast Guard. I was prior Navy, but then I was out for a long time. But after I got my captain's license in Lahaina, I decided to join the Coast Guard Reserves. And so I've been at Station Maui for 18 years. And it just so happened I was put on active duty like 2 or 3 weeks before this, because we're shorthanded. The whole Coast Guard's shorthanded of people right now. So they asked me to come on for 97 days. So I have a job until September 30th. I'm hoping they'll extend my orders, but I don't know yet if they're going to be able to. So I showed up there at the station, and with my two daughters, my wife, my mother-in-law, and our three dogs, and the station was just a madhouse. There were other Coasties from Oahu that had flown in. Just a lot going on. There was people wanting to help. We already had a boat underway that was getting people off the water. And they brought the first group back. I saw that. I went down to help them get off the boat. A lot of them were boat captains that were trying to get the boats out and couldn't. They had to jump in the water off the break wall. And then some were the homeless people that live in Lahaina, you know, that have always been there. So they made it out too, and there was a couple people that were hurt that had to be carried away. But the city bus was there to meet them, and they were taking them to the Civic Center, so they were safe. They were getting the boat to go ready to go out again with another crew, and that was my crew was supposed to go out, but I couldn't. My superior wouldn't let me go out because he saw I was pretty shook up, and I guess it was the right thing to do. We had enough crew that he didn't need me, but I feel bad for not being there for my crew. So our officer in charge, Station Maui, had just flown out that day, and when he landed in California, he heard that I lost my home, and he told the XPO, the second in command, to give him my keys. Well, he didn't have the keys, so we had to stay in another Coastie's house, but I ended up staying at the officer in charge's house for a couple of days. My whole family, who was so nice to us, just take whatever you need, eat the food, wear my clothes, because we didn't have any clothes. We stayed there for I don't know how many days until the Coast Guard put me up in a hotel room. I'm so glad I was on active duty anyway, but I think they would have done anyway, but the Coast Guard protocol is when you're displaced, then they find you something. So they did get us a hotel room, and that's where we are right now. The rest of the station guys were going around the clock searching for 3 days. So a crew would get spent, and then they'd come back in, another crew hop on for 24 hours, all through the night for 3 days. Then we had cutters come in, we had helicopters, C-130s, helped after the wind died down, and just trying to help and pick up people in the water that were alive and some were not. But the Station Honolulu guys came over, and a lot of the reservists, and they just helped us out so much. So happy for that brotherhood. And I knew a lot of the guys from being recalled on different disasters in other parts of the world, and they're the best. Coasties are the best. They've been so good to us. So I'm working at the station, and I got something to do, and that's the best healing for me is to go out and try to help and do what we can. So we did our best to help with the other boats coming from Oahu, getting food over to the north side of Maui, northwest side, and that was good healing for all the Coasties, all the crew, because they were just beat and just beat out. But they performed great. They were amazing. So that helps to get back in that routine for me. My wife was a teacher at King Kamehameha III Elementary, which is the school right next to the harbor. So we both live less than a mile from our work. We would both bike to work, and that's Grace has always rode her bike to school. That's K through 5, and Grace is now in the 7th grade. So she didn't lose her school, but it was up the hill, and they won't let us go in now yet. But hopefully they will one of these months. But so my wife didn't know what she was going to do. the DOE said that, so for now, all the teachers are getting paid, so that's good. But she was concerned about the kids. School was supposed to start the next day after the fire. Nobody, there was no kids, you know, that day. I heard people complaining, like, they sent the kids home. They knew something was going to happen. Kids weren't in school that day on the west side.
It's a teacher day.
Yeah, it was a teacher day. Yep.
But that was canceled because the power was out.
Yep, exactly. We're still trying to figure out where my wife Mindy's going to teach, if she can at all. And we're lucky enough to get Grace in distance learning. So it's computer, just like they did during COVID. But there's like 400 other kids that are not able to get in distance learning right now because they don't have the computers or the teachers that run that system, I guess. But they're trying to figure that out. But we were, we're all alive. And a lot of people didn't make it. So we had an Atlantis employee that didn't make it. His name was Kirk Carter. And he was a great man. He was an awesome person. Always smiling, the funniest guy I know. He made it for 3 days. He got burned badly the night of the fire. They found him in the Safeway parking lot. Passed out. He had 75% of his body burned, third degree burns, and they airlifted him to Straub on Oahu, and he remained there, I think, for 4 days until he passed. But I can't imagine the pain he was going through. It's got to be unimaginable. I can't think about that. And then I lost some other friends. The ones, the legends of Lahaina, like Thumper. Thumper was Lahaina Yacht Club guy. He was my neighbor when I lived at Pu'amana. Years ago, 30 years ago. And he was a regular at the yacht club. He would have been 75 this month. He must have been at the yacht club when this happened. And he has it on a scooter. He couldn't go. So he was missing for a long time, but they just confirmed yesterday that DNA evidence proved it was him. So there's a lot of people that are going to be missed. But I'm just thankful that my family made it out. I know I'm one of the blessed ones. We had a house. I had it for 23 years. Put a lot into that house, and it became a home when I met my wife. And we lost a lot in there. It was just too fast. I wasn't able to get everything out that I wanted to, because I was just thinking, got to get Grace up to her horse. And so, and my wife wears her wedding ring every day, but her knuckle hurt that day, so she took it off, and she forgot, and so we didn't grab it. So I feel really bad for her because, you know, it means a lot to her. We were able to go back a few days later and see the home, and it's nothing. We looked for the ring, and it's gone. I think it just disintegrated in the rubble because they say diamonds can start cracking up and disintegrating at 1,500 degrees or something, and the fire must have been over 2,000 degrees.
And you had a safe.
Yeah, we had two safes. I had one with money in it, just cash for like emergencies like this. Mm-hmm. And it was the keypad, and the keypad had died, and I thought it was the battery, so I got to the keypad, and the batteries are good. It was a little wire that was off, and so I fixed that. But then I punched the keypad and it worked, but it didn't remember our code. So I couldn't get in. So we lost a lot of cash from that. And then the other, I had a handgun or a long gun safe. So I had a 40 cal pistol, like the one that I wear for Coast Guard. I'm a boarding officer there. Same pistol, but just my personal one. And then assault rifle that I've never shot. And then three shotguns from when I was a kid. My grandfather's shotgun was the thing that I missed the most. I was able to bust that safe open, and it's just barrels. It all burned from the inside out, so it was such a hot fire. But I'm thankful for where we are now. I'm blessed. And that so many people have been good to us, the Coast Guard community. They sent clothes over from Oahu, all those coasties, and came over on a cutter. I was working that day out offshore Maui, and the small boat from the cutter came over to our boat and gave us these clothes for me and also the other reservists. We had two here at Station Maui. She lost her childhood home. She still lived there with generations.
Where was it in Lahaina?
That was near Mala Wharf.
Oh, great.
It was the Guth family. And they're just an awesome family. Kalei is one I work with, and she's just a wonderful person. She was there that night. That was her day to work. And so she was offshore with the first crew helping people get on her boat. And she could see her house burning. I don't know how she operated that day, but she did. Just an amazing person. And I feel so bad for her. And then we had another Coastie that he grew up in Lahaina, and then he joined the Coast Guard and moved away and worked on cutters and other places. And he came back to work at Station Maui because he had a little baby, so he wanted his family to be raised here at least for 4 years until he had to move on to another duty station, because active duty only stay for 3 or 4 years on Maui. Then they have to keep moving. But his parents were the Chiharas. They're pretty well known in Lahaina. His dad worked for the Lahaina News and did a lot of articles and just did a lot for the community. And they lost their home. They just lost everything. So the Coast Guard community has helped all three of us out, and I feel lucky, and I feel guilty sometimes that I couldn't do more.
Can't.
But we're going to try to rebuild. I don't know how long it'll take. I just got to keep working. So Atlantis, where I worked, we lost the submarine, we lost tugboat. The shuttle boat is still in the harbor, but we can't get to it. They won't let anybody in, and it burned, but it's still floating somehow. We lost our offices, the shop, and the store. So everything. But the main offices of Atlantis are in Oahu, and they say they want to rebuild Maui, because Maui was It's kind of the gem of the Atlantis fleet. We have subs, you know, all over the world, but the Hawaii operation is in Oahu, Maui, and Kona. And the Maui site was special for many reasons. But, you know, I've been there 25 years, and some of the other guys I still work with have been there over 30. And so we're family. We just met to celebration of life for Kirk on the beach, and I'm going to miss that family, you know, too. But hopefully we rebuild. I don't know how many years it's going to take, but they want to do that. So hopefully.
Yes.